U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, told reporters on Wednesday that the highlight of the U.S. presidency will be a summit-level Security Council meeting on nuclear non-proliferation. It is scheduled to be held on September 24th and will be chaired by President Obama, the first time a U.S. president has led a Security Council meeting. Ambassador Rice said she expects a large number, if not all, of the 15 Security Council members to be represented at the head of state or government level. This would include Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, whose country holds a non-permanent seat on the council. In addition to the non-proliferation summit, Ambassador Rice confirmed that President Obama will address the opening session of a climate change summit to be convened by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on September 22nd. And in keeping with UN tradition, the U.S. president will address the General Assembly on the first day of its annual debate on September 23rd. All in all, President Obama is expected to spend 3 days at the United Nations. On the Security Council's regular program of work this month will be a debate on the UN's peacekeeping mission in Haiti. Its mandate is due to expire next month, but it is expected to be renewed. Earlier this year, Secretary General Ban appointed former U.S. President Bill Clinton as his special envoy for Haiti, and Ambassador Rice announced that Mr. Clinton would attend next week's debate. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will also be at the UN this month, attending a Security Council session expected to adopt a resolution expanding the protection of women in conflict zones. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.